Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How did Hawaii's own Teddy Tanaka, also known as Mr. Happiness, experience unspeakable joy with his wife Nancy through a spiritual conversion in 1986? It's a story that will warm your heart and touch your soul. Teddy and Nancy Tanaka, from the Ilikai Hotel and Outrigger East to the Miyako Hotel in San Francisco, to an act played before headliners like Frank Sinatra at Harrah's in Reno and Don Rickles in Las Vegas. Nancy Tanaka Chinen is with us today in studio to share their gripping story. And why? Why share their story? Oh, for you, my friend. For you to know the amazing love of God, the touch of God in a personal way. That God loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. Christ Jesus, he shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. The resurrected Christ, who touched the heart of Teddy and Nancy Tanaka, he'll touch your heart today. He's calling you. Would you turn to Christ? You say, Danny, you don't know what I've done. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know where I've been or how bad it is. Well, God knows. And there isn't anything so far and bad that God in his grace cannot forgive because of his love for you and the work of Christ on the cross. So I say, will you turn to Jesus? Will you open your heart to Christ? That's our prayer. That's our hope. Nancy Tanaka Chinen was the first state coordinator for Moms in Touch International. She led the Iolani Christian Fellowship at Iolani School. She left the River of Life in 2013 to care for Teddy, who was diagnosed with esophageal cancer in 2013 before his passing in 2014. She returned to the River of Life, now as administrative assistant, and continues singing in praise to God. Nancy, I'm so grateful you're with us. Welcome to our show.
Oh, it's so great to hear your voice again, Danny, and to have this opportunity of just talking about God's faithfulness.
Where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in Miami, Florida. I was born in Baltimore in the 40s, but I was raised in Miami. My mother left with three kids and went down to Miami and met my stepdad on the beach in a bathing suit.
sounds like a movie.
It does. And my dad, he was looking for a family, so she came ready-made. And so my stepdad, Ray Brown, was they got married and brought us down from Baltimore, and I was raised in Miami. First in Kendall, and then South Miami, and graduated from Hialeah High School in the 60s, early 60s.
Who influenced you most, Nancy, in your growing up years?
Well, you know, I had to think about that because Suzanne told me that you would probably ask me that question, and It had to be my grandmother because she was back in Baltimore, and I remember at a very early age, it's funny how those young, early memories stick with you when they're significant. And she had a Bible in her lap, and I must have not been any higher than her knee because she looked down at me. She was reading her Bible. There were all the grandkids all around her, all kinds of grandkids around her. And I was there, and I must have said something that got her attention, because she looked right. She looked me right in the eye from the Bible, and she looked me right in the eye, and she said, "You are really special." And that just impacted me in a very special way, my entire life. So my grandmother, throughout my life, has been the greatest influence on me, because my family was, I'm the first one that was saved in my family. I got saved at the age of 12 when my best friend went to a Baptist church. Her daddy was a deacon there, and she told me, "Well, I can't really hang around with you unless, you know, you go to church with me." I said, "Oh, I'll go to church with you, no problem." And I walked down that aisle at 12 years of age and accepted Christ as my Savior in Miami, Florida, South Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm. How did you discover your love and gift in music?
You know, it was my real dad in Baltimore when I was quite young again in Maryland. And in those days, they delivered milk to your door, and in milk cartons. And he would take one of those wooden milk cartons and set it up on its, you know, up on its end, and lift me up and put me on top of it. And he would say to me, "Sing to me, honey." And so I would sing to my daddy when I was 3 years old. And that's also a memory that I have. And I love the applause. I love the you know, the recognition, the adulation, and how happy people were when you sang. And I don't remember exactly, but I do remember a song he used to encourage me to sing, and that was, "I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do." So that's a real long time ago. A lot of the people listening may not even remember that.
You were born for the stage, weren't you?
I guess so, because there was something in me that just drove me. And I remember telling my parents when they were, you know, seeking out, "Well, what are you going to do with your life?" And I didn't, there was no other choice. I said, "I'm going to be a singer." And my mother's first reaction, I was much older, of course, by this time. And my mother's first reaction was, "Well, you better take some secretarial classes." And I'm so glad I listened to her, because now, you know, I'm using those skills.
How did you meet Teddy?
I came to Hawaii in 1966, and I was here on a military circuit tour that was a contract in the military circuit for only 6 weeks. And so we were doing all the bases, and Danny, you're familiar, I'm sure, with all of them. Pearl Harbor and Schofield and DeRussy, mm-hmm. Fort DeRussy. So anyway, we just went from one to another to another to another. I had a quartet behind me. And so I had just gotten divorced in California, and this was a perfect opportunity for me to get away from Northern California and to try something new on my own. Even though I'd already had quite a bit of experience in singing, in Florida, with all the beauty contests and things that I did, but I don't believe I've ever told anyone this before, but the Lord revealed this to me after my husband passed away. One of the first recordings that I ever did was in high school, and there was a group called the Sophisticates, and they had it was an East Coast hit called "When Elvis Comes Marching Home Again, Hoorah, Hoorah." So that kind of tells you when it was. And the flip side was open. So my choir director, the chorus leader, Mr. Bill Inglis, he was from New York, and he put on there Numbers 16, or the Aaronic Prayer. "The Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and be gracious to you, amen." So can you imagine this was a public school back in the early 60s, 50s and 60s. And I can't remember. It might have been 1960 because I graduated in 61. But I forgot about that completely. And one day after my husband had passed away, I had a dream and the Lord told me, "Don't you remember? I called you at a very early age to sing for me." And I was so surprised. I journaled after that, and all of a sudden I remembered that song. And fortunately, we recently got all of the stuff that was in storage, and there it was. And it was such a blessing to see the flip side of that crazy song on the other side. And, you know, so that was very special to me, and I had completely forgotten about that. And that was at a very early, maybe 15 or 16 years old. But you were asking me how I met Teddy. So anyway, I don't know how much time we have here, but you can direct me if I'm, you know, going off the beam. But Teddy had just come back from a tour of Japan. He recorded Kokoni Sachiari at the tail end of a recording session of a group. I think it was the Tropicals at the old Hilton Hawaiian Dome. And there was 30 minutes left on the recording session, and Ray Tanaka was his musical director. He had all the charts. And that's kind of interesting because that's how Teddy got his name, by accident, in Japan. but he said, "Look, Teddy, there's 30 minutes left. You've been kicking around this Japanese song with the English lyrics. Why don't you give it a try? There's 30 minutes left on the session." Well, the Tropicals had an album of maybe 12 sides. I'm not even sure. But it was this single, Kokoni Sachiari, or Here Is Happiness, that really hit it in Hawaii. So he had been on a tour of Japan, and when he got over there, I found this out later, of course, when I met him, but when he got over to Japan, they told him they wanted him to do 12 sides, and he thought, "Oh my gosh, how many Japanese songs do I know?" So he actually had to come up with things like "Old Suzuki Had a Farm," E-I-E-I-O. So, yes, he did record in Japan the 12 sides, and some of them are very endearing even to this day. He became a million seller of here at Mr. Happiness. So he came back to Hawaii, and there wasn't any place for a local artist to work except nightclubs with girls, you know, running around and dancing around half naked. But but he was the MC and star of the show. And so when my 6 weeks was over, you know, I called an agent here in Hawaii. I had nothing to go back to in California. I had my daughter with me. She was 3 years old, Sherry Lynn. And I had a babysitter already here. So I called an agent and I auditioned. I closed on Saturday night at probably Pearl Harbor. Or Hickam, I'm not sure. But anyway, Sunday night I auditioned, and wow, they had a seven-piece band in there. And I thought, you know, I went up to sing a couple of songs, and I got hired on the spot. So I came to work the next day, the Monday, because Teddy wasn't there on Sunday nights. He had Sundays off. And, you know, I met him, and we struck up a friendship immediately because my daughter fell in love with him because he bought her a Coke and put cherries inside. And they had a great, very, very friendly relationship from the very beginning. So that made it, of course, easy for me to explain to her that I had to work nights again and we wouldn't have that much time together. So, you know, she really paid the price for my early beginnings here in Hawaii. And that's how I met Teddy, at the Oasis nightclub at the end of Kapahulu, which is now a storage place.
Well, let's talk more when we come back from our break about your relationship and your career in music, and wonderful memories that you have, cherished memories, your years on stage. And when we come back, more from Nancy Tanaka Chinen. you know, in the mid-70s, Teddy and Nancy Tanaka earned local renown, recorded 5 albums while doing many television shows in the United States and Japan, before retiring in the 80s to raise a family. These were exciting times. These were also times of change. The winds of change were blowing severely in some ways. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Household names in Hawaii, Teddy and Nancy Tanaka, entertained thousands. Their renown, grand, and years cherished on stage. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Nancy Tanaka Chinen with me. We're grateful that you're joining us today, and I believe that the Lord has a special message to touch you, a word of encouragement, certainly a word of hope. Hey, don't we need hope in this day in which we live? Find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com and get the free podcast and share it with a family member or friend. Again, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. What do you cherish most about your years on stage?
Oh, that is a really good question. I think what I cherish most is that we didn't realize it at the time. And this is something else that the Lord revealed to me after my husband passed away. I never thought that our traveling from coast to coast for 10 years on the mainland, from New York to all over Canada, down to L.A., all over the West Coast especially, I never realized that we had a ministry. I never thought of it like that. But the Lord revealed that to me one day as I was going through the old pictures. I went through thousands of pictures to put a scrapbook together because I was having such a hard time without him. And my friend said, that would be a good thing for you to do. Sort through it and pick out the ones that you particularly want to put into a scrapbook and save and remember those memories. And the Lord revealed to me, don't you remember you closed your first show every night with the Hawaiian wedding song? And why was that so popular? Because of the love that you folks had for each other. We got married every single night on stage. And then we closed our second show with a kind of a rock version at that time of This Little Light of Mine, which I brought right out of my Baptist background in a rock kind of funky version. And that's how we closed our second show. So we were actually, without even realizing it, we were actually ministering from coast to coast. And I don't know if anyone is allowed to do that anymore because of the political correctness that's taken over in our country. But we were ministering. And so I guess it would be the friends that we made, the memories that we got after meeting our friends and going to their homes and having dinner and meeting their families. And it was a wonderful time of learning who we were, you know, not only individually, but as a couple, you know, as a married couple, because we did get married 3 days before we opened at the Sahara Hotel in Las Vegas.
As your stage careers advanced, why and when did you and Teddy make the decision to retire, to raise a family?
Well, we actually we continued after Nathan was born because he was a Labor Day baby. He was practically born on the Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Telethon. In fact, that first year that we were asked to host it for 24 hours, Nathan was supposed to be born on August 15th. But Nathan, if you know Nathan, he does things his own way, so he didn't get born until the weekend of the Labor Day Telethon. So we were releasing our first album called Teddy and Nancy Together that Francis Kirk and Ernie Freeman had produced. And it was a very exciting time, and here I was in the hospital just having my son finally after, you know, weeks of walking and waiting for him to be born. And then taking him with my mother-in-law to hold him so we could actually go on that telethon right out of the hospital. That was a crazy time. So we asked Loyal Garner, I don't know if you remember Loyal, mm-hmm. A wonderful, wonderful Lady of Love was her tag name. And so we asked her to host the telethon, and we came on at the ending, and we shared our first album on TV. Hmm.
Upon your transition, how transformative was that period in your life, leaving the stage?
What was hard about it, as I recall, what was really difficult about it was the Lord was actually calling me to become closer to Him. When we were working in Los Angeles, one of the last engagements that we had by Disneyland, and it was a club called Kono Hawaii. And a lot of people out there will remember that that was a stomping ground, really, for the Society of Seven and many, many groups from Hawaii. So we took a troop, and we were over there. And one of the last engagements that we had over there was with Nathan. And once Harmony came along, it was really challenging because I nursed her right up until she was 2.5 years old. So then I had to go, you know, to Kona, Hawaii again. We were releasing another album. Every time we went over there, we released another album with Ernie Freeman, who is a Grammy Award winner. He actually recorded Strangers in the Night for Frank Sinatra and got a Grammy. And also Bridge Over Troubled Waters for Simon and Garfunkel, got a Grammy for that. And he was our producer. And so on the last album that we did with him, we had some acclaim. And on Dick Clark's American Bandstand and whatnot, and Mike Douglas, and we even had a spot on The Tonight Show with a spot that we did for Jerry Lewis. And so, you know, that there, you're getting a lot of things happening in your career, but I didn't want to miss out on this child because she was my last one, my last baby. And Teddy knew my heart. He knew that I really wanted to stay home and, you know, become a stay-at-home mom and teach my children from my heart. And interestingly, one of the pastors that came to see our show was a youth pastor, and he gave me the Bible that I have with me today. So one night I was putting my children to bed back in Hawaii, and I put them both, read the Bible stories to both of them in their separate bedrooms, and as I left my son, putting him to bed, I came out of his bedroom, and I felt the Holy Spirit calling me to open this Bible that I had not opened yet, back from when I was at Kona, Hawaii, when it was given to us. He wrote on the front of it, Teddy and Nancy. And the Lord told me, I want you to open the Bible up to Psalm 91. And boy, was that an interesting experience for me, because I read Psalm 91, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God on whom I rely and confidently trust. For it is He who delivers us from the snare of the trapper and the deadly pestilence. He will cover us with His pinions, and under His wings we may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. And you see, Teddy and I were beginning to have some problems in our marriage, because he was being forced to do things solo now as a businessman. And one of the things that he did was he opened up a restaurant right here in Kalihi. It's 1190 Dillingham, and it was a Shiro Simon Haven, and we were enjoying the celebrity of that, but he was having to do it by himself. I mean, I did come in the daytime and see the different customers and whatnot, but I was being drawn closer to the Lord and staying at home and raising my baby. And he began drinking kind of plenty after hours, and it was a time that brought both fulfillment and frustration for both of us. It's because, you know, he was drinking after work, and I would make his dinner and sit and wait for him. He'd tell me, I'm coming right home, and I'd be waiting, and of course wanting to heat his dinner up in the microwave and sit with him and eat with him, because we really believed, because I'm from the South, and we believed in having our meals together and fellowshipping with our children, and that's how we raised our children. We always found out what was going on in their lives from their days at school, and his mom lived with us for 30 years, so we always ate together. So when Teddy would come home, sometimes hour and a half later, I would still sit with him and try to ask him how his night was, because I was with him up until the afternoon when I picked the children up from school. Nathan, of course, went to Iolani at that time, and Harmony was going to the Priory, so St. Andrew's Priory. So, you know, it was a very challenging time for both of us, and I had become, I heard the Lord telling me that He wanted me, He called me into His throne room, and He told me He wants me to come into His presence and to enter in into His presence.
When we come back from our break, Nancy, let's talk further about Teddy and this place that he was in his life, highly pressured, and drinking a lot, as you said. But something happened during that period in the mid-80s, a moment of change. Maybe the moment could be an extended process or period of time. But when we come back, share with us what happened and how he was changed and how your marriage was changed. And when we come back for our next segment, I'm thinking about a song that you sang together.
Yes.
Called Household of Faith, from your album Faith, Hope, and Love.
Yes.
I'd like to let our dear listeners hear it and also hear your heart in a moment of reflection when we listen to it, or after we listen to it. You're listening to Nancy Tanaka Chinen, Teddy and Nancy. They're very visible on the Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Telethon. And she'll be back with us. Stay with us.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, when the pressure mounts, there are seasons in life, aren't there? Perhaps you can relate. Times when things change in family, responsibilities change, children come, children grow, priorities begin to change, we get involved in different things, much of which at times comes because of financial reasons. We begin to think, feel pressures. Some of the pressures come from other people's lifestyles, and we feel like we need to keep up with others, or we're falling behind. Or other types of pressures that come upon us, and transitions from one career to the next. Oh, gosh. These things take place, and sometimes they bring us to a point where we get down. We're not able to handle the things that go on financially or the things that go on emotionally, psychologically. They all take effect. Perhaps you're experiencing a moment like that in your life. Sickness, relational issues, those things are very real in life. And today, Nancy Tanaka Chinen comes and share her story, hers and Teddy's story, of how the Lord worked in their life. And I believe there's a word of hope for you in this. This is the Good Life Radio Program. Danny Yamashiro here. Thanks for joining us. I'm here with Nancy Tanaka Chinen. Get this program and share it with a friend from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Nancy, take us further. This was the place that you were at. What took place in Teddy's heart and life and your family?
Well, it was what Dr. Henry Blackaby would call a crisis of belief, because you hit a wall. You come to a place where you just don't know what to do, and that's when I turned to God. And God is waiting to unlock His purpose through our prayers. I do believe that. Ephesians 1:4-5 says that He actually chose us. He actually handpicked us to be his own. In him we feel safe and secure, and we become transformed as we spend time with him. We are daughters of the King. He invites us to enter in and equips us for every battle in prayer. So, of course, I was praying for my children in their schools, both at the Priory and also at Iolani, and asking the Lord to make changes in my husband's life. But and you, I'm sure you know this, Danny. When you're pointing at someone else, there's three fingers pointing back at you. And so he had to make changes in my life before he could make changes in Teddy's. So he was going about the business of humbling me in a big, big way and showing me who he was. And as I became more in love with Jesus and his word, I discovered who I really was, his child. And I didn't really have to fear. I just had to trust him. One night I remember praying long prayers and asking him to really show me that you're real, Father God. And he whispered to me, "It's not Teddy you don't trust." And I said, What did you say, Lord? And a little softer, he said to me in my spirit, "It's not Teddy you don't trust." I said, "You mean I'm not trusting you, Lord?" "Oh, Lord, I trust you with my life. I trust you with all that I am. You are the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way." So I entrusted my situation to him. So getting back to my story, we were still fighting. It was not an easy time because of his coming home, you know, drinking. My husband couldn't hide it. He's Okinawan, so his face would turn bright red when he drank. And I would say, "Well, have you been drinking?" "No." But his face gave him away. You know, he couldn't hide it. But anyway, we really tried. We really tried. But I do remember one night in particular. We lived up in Cocoa Drive, up in Upper Kahala. And one night I said, "You know what?" Because I had tried everything else. One night I said, I really felt the Lord encouraging me to try and join him where he was. Now, that's a hard thing for me to do because I wasn't viewing the world and the stuff that I came out of as being a good place because it invited all this trouble. But I had to trust God. So I told my husband, "Listen, tonight, instead of coming home, I'll put your dinner in the fridge. Why don't you join me at the Spindrifter?" He said, "What?" I said, "Yeah. Why don't you join me at the Spindrifter and we can talk a little bit, fellowship a little bit, you know?" And he was shocked. And you know what? He wasn't late when I told him to meet me at the Spindrifter. So he met me there. And we were just talking story. It was very mellow, very, you know, back and forth with just this, that, and the other. How's things at home? How's things at work? You know. And all of a sudden, I had an idea, and I believe it was from the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit said, you know, we were talking about the Lord, and I said, "Well, you know, if I were to ask you a question, sure, would you answer me really?" He said, "Sure. I mean, without getting angry, would you answer me?" He said, "Of course." I said, "Well, if I were to say to you, who is going to be the president 300 years from now, what would you say?" He said, "Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, how could I answer a question like that? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard." I said, "Well, not really, because you see, in Scripture, Scripture shows us that all of these prophecies about Jesus and who he was and his coming to earth and all the things that he was going to do, there's so many of them in Scripture, and they all came true with him." He said, "Really?" I said, yeah, it's really true. I'm telling you the truth." So that was a seed that was being planted by the Holy Spirit. So we went home. I made him his dinner, and I thought, you know, at least I planted a seed, because there was no seed being planted in the past, because all he did was argue with me and we'd fight. So anyway, as it would happen, I went to church on Sunday. I was expecting him to come because I planted a seed. But you know the drill. He did not show up. The kids were in Sunday school. It was Kaimuki Christian. Nathan had gone there in preschool. Harmony was there, I think, at the time. But anyway, when I was walking out of the church, I was upset, and the senior pastor's wife looked at me and she said, "Nancy, my friend, it's so good to see you." She had the joy of the Lord, of course. And I just started crying like crazy. Well, she pulled me aside because she didn't want to embarrass me. And, you know, she did something that I really admire in Mrs. Gallagher. She did not give me any advice. She just welcomed me and asked me, "You know, Nancy, we just built a prayer room in back of Kaimuki Christian Church, and we are actually dedicating it today. Do you see God's hand in this?" I said, "Yes, I do." She said, "The elders and the deacons of our church are going to be in that prayer room, and we're going to be praying for your husband's salvation today. So you go and you leave here knowing that we are praying for him." And, of course, by this time, I was a real fervent prayer warrior. And so I drove home, and my husband was there waiting for me, met me in the garage, making happy platitudes. "Hi," you know, and I said, "How come you didn't show up at church? You promised me you were going to be there today." "Oh, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Something came up." Anyway, he made excuses. So I went downstairs to change clothes. Our kitchen was upstairs. But I went downstairs to change clothes, and I felt the Lord calling me to go to the phone and call a friend of his who used to be an entertainer. His name is Earl Takaoka. They called him Tani. And so I called Tani because we had just done the 25th anniversary of the Kaimuki Christian Church, and the only Christian song that we knew was the Lord's Prayer. So we sang that together, my husband and I, at their celebration, and Tani was the MC of that program. So I called Tani. I explained to him what's happening, all the problems we're going through. He said, "You call Teddy to the phone." I said, "Now, you know this isn't going to be easy." He said, "I'll wait. I'm going to be praying." I said, "Okay." I went upstairs. I started fixing lunch. I said, "By the way, Tani is waiting for you on the phone downstairs." "I'm not going to talk to Tani." I said, "Well, he told me he's going to wait for you, so you really should go down." So I kept making brunch, and I kept making brunch, and I kept telling him, "You better go downstairs. Tani's waiting for you on that phone." He went downstairs finally, and Tani talked to him on the phone. And I didn't even realize this, but Tani led him to Christ that day, because he told him, "He's what you're looking for, Teddy. He's all that you need. He's what you're in search of as you drink another bottle of wine before bed trying to get drunk. Believe me, I know," because he knew Tani's testimony. Tani had hit guys after him at Chuck Smith's church in California. I mean, his testimony was shocking to my husband, and he had shared it with my husband at a time when they got together for lunch already. So Tani led him to Christ, but I wasn't aware of it. So the next week was Easter, and I said, "Well, are you going to go to Easter service with us?" He said, "Well, I'd like to go with you, but I'd rather go to Tani's church and not to Kaimuki Christian Church." And I said, "That's fine with me. Where's his church?" He said, "It's at the YMCA in Kahala." I said, "Okay, that's fine." And, of course, I'm from the East Coast, so we always had Easter clothes. My mother always bought Easter outfits for us, and we always dressed up for church. So we all, my son, my daughter, my son Nathan was 10, my daughter was 5, and we went to Tani's church on Easter Sunday in 1986. And Tani said, "I never did a service quite like that one before. It was very, very Southern Baptist." So I went forward to rededicate my life to Christ, followed by my 10-year-old son, my 5-year-old daughter, and to everyone's surprise, especially me, my 45-year-old formerly Buddhist husband.
Mm-hmm. Nancy, when we come back, I want to play the song.
Yes.
Because it tells the story of what God did in your marriage. And we'll spend a few moments reflecting on that. When we come back from our break, more from Nancy Tanaka Chinen. Nancy, wow, you talk about Pastor Earl Takaoka and his, not only his fervency, but his perseverance.
Yes.
I will wait. I can just imagine him saying that.
Yes.
And just waiting. And yet getting to the point, speaking to the heart of Teddy, and knowing that it's God using him. Even as God is using you today, Nancy, dear one, as you listen, the Lord works, yes, in mysterious ways, but also in ways that are very, very personal. And there are certain things that you've been listening to, or a portion that really stood out to you. Well, that's a customized message from the Lord's heart to your heart through Nancy Tanaka Chinen. There's more when we come back. Stay with us.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, they produced an album together. It was called Faith, Hope, and Love. It was their testimonial album. Well, let's listen to Teddy and Nancy Tanaka, their song, Household of Faith, featured on Faith, Hope, and Love.
Here we are at the start, committing to each other by His word and from our hearts. We will be a family in a house that'll be our home, and with faith we'll build it strong. We'll build a household of faith that together we can make. When the strong winds blow, it won't fall down. As one in Him will grow, and the whole world will know, we are a household of faith.
Now to be a family, at any cost, unselfishly. And our home must be a place that
that together we can make. When the strong winds blow, it won't fall down. As one in Him will grow, and the whole world will know, we are a household of faith. We'll build a household of faith that together we can make. When the strong winds blow, it won't fall down. As one in Him will grow, and the whole world will know, we are a household of faith.
Household of Faith, song by Teddy and Tanaka on their album Faith, Hope, and Love. Nancy, when you listen to that song, what stirs in your heart?
I could not hold back the tears because our lives were totally, totally transformed from my husband's decision. And of course, I rededicated as well. So we were baptized together, all four of us, a month later at Kamuki Christian. And we started a ministry with the children involved. It was so wonderful. But something happened. You know, the enemy is not going to just allow. When I say the enemy, some people may not understand what I'm talking about. So, Danny, I'm hoping you'd, you know, like it says in Psalm 91, the enemy comes in sometimes after a great victory like this, and he produces pilikia, you know, trouble. And that's what happened. I actually got nodes on my vocal cords and went to the doctor and went, in fact, I went to two doctors for a second opinion as well. And there were three nodes on my vocal cords. And so we said, well, wait a minute, what am I going to do about that? And the doctor said, you're going to have to not talk. What? You're going to have to not, you can't talk at all. So he gave me a yellow pad and he gave me a pen. And the doctor said, I want you to write every single thing that you say on this. And so in other words, I had to go into therapy. So, and therapy is not easy, especially, you know, after being so happy, so elated with our lives being changed, transformed, coming out of the water for baptism. Was, I didn't get baptized in Miami, so this was a big deal for me. It was a really big deal, and my children too. So, and then I had a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old. You can imagine they used to do things with each other, and I couldn't scold them, or, you know, I'd get a big, fat, you know, Sharpie pen, and I'd put stop it written down, you know. And then the doctor would say, okay, now, why did you say this? And, oh, my goodness, you know, I had to explain every single word that I used. So it was not easy. And they told me it was going to take 6 weeks at least. And after 1 month, it was very, very difficult. The people that know me can't even imagine me not talking for a whole month. So, of course, we were going to Tani's church every Sunday faithfully. And I remember the pastor and the associate pastors, they all gathered around me, put me in a chair, and they anointed me with oil and put a cross on my forehead, and they anointed me with oil, and they prayed over me on Sunday. And Monday I made an appointment at Straub to see Dr. Bennett. And Dr. Bennett said, there's nothing there. And I was still hoarse, so we said, what? What? Oh, we're going to have to go see Dr. Teruya at Queens. So he's also a family, related to our family. So anyway, we went to see Dr. Teruya. He got so frustrated with me after going down with all the instruments and me hitting the notes and whatnot. And he finally, Teddy stayed in the room with me, and he took his instruments and he clinked them on the tray. Clink, 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 as he put them down, and he said, Nancy, your vocal cords are like a newborn baby's. And my husband was just amazed. It was a miracle because he was thinking we were going to go to UCLA Medical Center and have them surgically removed. And I don't know if you remember, but Julie Andrews did that, and she does not have a voice now. So God not only healed me, Danny, but I was an alto before, and I became a high soprano. I had five octaves after this. I couldn't believe it. And people were, when I would sing with the church, they said, "What happened to your voice?" And I didn't think there was anything different, you know, but they were on the other side of it. They said, "We went to a prison ministry, and my friend next to me, she's still my friend today, she said, 'What happened to your voice?' I said, 'I don't know what happened to my voice.'" And so we started doing the Sandy Patty things, and I mean, it was absolutely incredible. He healed me, and he gave birth to our music ministry. It was wonderful, wonderful.
The Lord does things in just the most astonishing ways, like in this case. And dear friend, as you listen today and as we wrap up our show, remember that even in the midst of what seems like a dead end, there is in the Lord and in His supernatural ability always possibility of a new beginning, even as we're encouraged today by this testimony from Nancy Tanaka-Chin. And Nancy, thanks for being with us and sharing your heart as you have. I'm so grateful for you. Heartfelt words from Nancy Tanaka-Chin. Hey, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a video made for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. 1 Corinthians 1:4, "I always thank my God for you, because of His grace given you in Christ Jesus." It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Nancy Tanaka-Chinen. Until next time, along with Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.